he thought that anyhow their pride should go out. And he said that at once there is not Radhika. She is out of line. And she was ready to go anywhere. At that time, Krishna became Antardhyan, it is told, but Vishwanatha Chakur Thakur is telling that Krishna did not went out of sight. He only sat in a very near kunja. He hid himself in a kunja. How he hid himself? Taking Srimati Radhika forcibly in his arms and went in a kunja. And all were searching. Four kinds of gopis were there: Swapaksha, Bipaksha, Suhridapaksha, and Tatastapaksha. Understanding all these things? Suhridapaksha means, Swapaksha means Radhika Paksha or Chandravali Paksha. For Radhika Paksha, Chandravali is Bipaksha. And for Chandravali, Radhika is Bipaksha. Bhadra is Suhrid for Radhika Paksha. But for Chandravali, it is Tatastha. She is Tatastha. And Shyamala is Suhrid. And Bhadra is Suhrid to Chandravali and Tatastha to Radha Paksha. So four kinds, and that may be that hundreds and hundreds kinds of gopis were there.
Right.
So all were searching. The Swapaksha, Radha Paksha, were searching both. They were not seeing their Yutheshwari. So they were searching Yutheshwari also and Krishna also. But all were searching only to Krishna. After that, all gopis, it has been told in 30th, that they were searching Krishna. They became tadatma. How Krishna walks, used to talk. To walk, how sweet he used to talk, and all the characteristics of Krishna they bear. And by doing so, they thought themselves as Krishna, and that is called Leela. They also asked trees, creepers, rivers, deer, peacocks as mad. And they were themselves saying that, for Tulsi, that she is Krishna Priya. And Krishna has warned her not to tell. To trees, their female, males, they will not tell. Because Krishna has told them. And to creepers, who are full of flowers, they are thinking they are so happy by touch of Krishna fingers that they have no remembrance at all. They are out of gyan. So they cannot speak. So after that, when they saw that Krishna will not come, and Krishna is not found anywhere. At last they saw the footprint of Krishna. And they become somewhat consolated. But after that, when they followed that footprint, after some distance they saw a footprint new. And that they it was of any lady. And then they were telling that anayaradito nunam bhagavan haririshvara janno bihaya govinda pritam jan anayadaraha. Who is telling this? Vibhipaksha are telling this. And Swapaksha are very glad to hear this thing. Swapaksha knew by the footprint that this is of Radhika because they used to serve Radhika's feet. So they knew the symbol of Radhika's feet. But others did not know. So they are guessing who is she. But they are guessing that she has worshipped God. And by worshipping God, certainly that lady is so near and dear to Krishna that Krishna has taken her with him and he has gone out.
But the blessings of their worship of God.
Worship to God. Not to worship Krishna, that God. Then they. So after that footprint, both one footprint is not there, ladies. Only Krishna footprint is there, and he had gone deep for an inch or anything. They guessed that here the Nayak has taken that Nayika in his lap, and he has go because she would have told that I cannot walk. Then after that they saw that there is a symbol of sitting of that lady, and the flowers were here and there, and in the creepers, the flowers were not there, but flowers were, but in high, in lower there were no flowers, and they saw that some flowers are there. So they guessed that here Nayika has sat here, and the Nayik has done Shringar here, and that is Shringar butter in Vrindavan. After that they again proceed, and they saw that lady was weeping and she was senseless, crying bitterly. Hanath Raman Prishta Kwasi Kwasi Mahabhuja Kripanaya Dasyaste Sannidam. This is slow. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Madhavendra Puri used to repeat this slok, and always with tears and so much full of heart. Then they went nearer, and all Swapaksha, Tatastha, everyone had something with Radhika, and they brought some water, and they she regained again senses, and they asked how it has been that you are also crying and weeping. Then she told his story that I told him that I cannot walk. Why she told that I cannot walk? Not by mud. Because his inner motive was that they have left everything for me, and they serve me, and I am leaving them and enjoying Krishna alone. This should not be. So, if I can arrange that all can come and join, then we all will join, and then enjoy Rasa. I should not do alone. Then At the same time, all gopis came nearer, and Krishna told that you should go with me firstly. She told that I can't go. Why? This is called Prem Vaichitya Vishwanath Chakravarti had, or Jiv Goswami has called it Prem Vaichitya. Krishna was sitting there, but Radhika became so, she felt so separation, mood of separation, that she could not see Krishna, that Krishna is sitting here. Krishna, in the meantime, Gopi came nearer and it may be visible. So Krishna thought that everything will be, everything will be what? Because everybody will see that Radhika and Anubhav will come for her. So it should not be. So at the same time he became invisible. He went anywhere in the kunj and in darkness, and the gopis met Srimati Radhika and they were asking, what became with you? After that,
but one question before. Radhika left the Rasleela dance at first, having some months, seeing Krishna with so many others sometimes. But then later on, she wanted them to be there.
This is bhava vibhava, devichari. Man or anything comes and goes down. Sometimes comes and overtakes one, and then it mixes with water, and again new things come.
So she wasn't just thinking that she wanted to be with Swapaksha. Was she thinking that the second time that she just wanted her Swapaksha, her group?
I could not understand.
When she was with Krishna alone, and then she thought, I want my other friends to be with me.
Now, when he got reception from Krishna, then his mind went away. And now he is thinking that they should all join.
He's asking only Swapaksha?
No.
All
came there.
She wants all of them to be there.
Every came, whether he wants or not, every came. Because all were searching.
Yeah.
Then Radhika told his history, hiding somehow there, that I became mad like you, and he left me also. Then they all were searching Krishna. They decided that by Sankirtan he can be found again. So all went to again to the upkul of Yamuna, and they began this Jayati Adhikam.
Can I ask one question?
Mm-hmm.
How did Srimati Chandravali must feel when she saw that Krishna must have preferred Srimati Radhika to her, because he left Ras dance only with Radhika? So what Chandravali must have felt something.
Chandravali has some envy for Srimati Radhika. But when she saw that she is like us, felt rolling in the ground, weeping so bitterly, so something, because Srimati Radhika was sister of Srimati. Anyhow, they were sisters. So when they saw that weeping, she is weeping, then the lady's swabhav, nature is that if they see weeping anyone, they have some
sympathy for each other.
Sympathy.
But they don't think of each other as sisters. They don't think.
Already they think. Sometimes they love each other. But envy there is.
In Lalita Madhava it is said they are sisters, but we don't see
at other times do they have sisters?
We have seen in villages also.
Where?
In villages, two or three sisters from same father and mother. But each have friends.
Different. But Chandravali's father and mother is not the same.
Not same. Yes. But they were brothers. Chandrabhanu, Brihadbhanu.
Like that.
Chandrali was somewhat elder than Srimati Radhika. But Srimati Radhika was most beautiful, most guni,
qualified
in every way. In Narlila also. So they were both envied to each other. And each of them wanted to love Krishna separately. Then we should come to Mooli Shloka. Jayati Tidhikam Janmana Braja Srayati Indira Sarsadatrihi Daita Dishyatam Dishyastavaka Svaidhita Sava Pangvichinvati. First, see, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is doing prarthana, praying to the lotus feet of Sanatana Goswami Pad, and then to Sridhar Goswami Pad, and then to Guru Parampara, by which he has restored all these bhav. He is telling that anyone cannot know anything without the mercy of gopis. Anyone. Especially these things. If gopis can have mercy, then anyone can know this. So he praying, Sanatana Goswami, he was gopi. And he is praying, he has prayed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. She is Radhika, plus Krishna also. So in Guru Parampara, he prays all the gopis in Parampara, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, and all others. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Even Jiva Goswami.
In sadhak or in siddha form of faith?
Both. First in sadhak and also in siddha. And that is why he, in Madhavdikadampaniya Ragbhatma Chandrika, he has told sadhan and siddha bhav. In both we should practice. So, jivatu means the uchista, the remnants of Sanatana Goswami, Siddhar Swami, and all others, mani Jiva Goswami, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, Narottam Thakur, he is praying all for their remnants. He has taken the remnants of all these Mahapurush or Sakhis, Gopis. And that is why he is able to explain these slokas in so way. So he is telling that anyone cannot explain all these things without the mercies of Gopis. Who joined the rasa actually. He is telling that all gopis with Srimati Radhika became hopeless that we cannot meet Krishna. They searched here, there, where, in every kunj, in caves, everywhere they searched Krishna. You know that Pythagram? But
yeah,
that is for Basanta Ras. But in Vrindavan this Ras has been done. In Vrindavan. So how big was that Vrindavan where this Ras took place? So much big that lakhs and lakhs of gopis were collected and they did Ras. Not only that Bansi Bhatt, but Bansi Bhatt is also so
big area.
Big area. His branches and everything was so big. So they became hopeless that Krishna will not meet. So they dusron se paramarsh kiya. They began to find a way how we can meet Krishna. At last they decided that we should do kirtan and weep. So they began to weep and by weeping these slokas they began to chant like this. They have told that especially in Kali Yuga, if you want to take darshan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Krishna or Gopis, only weeping Sankirtan is not only Kirtan, but that Kirtan should be with separation mode, then Krishna can be
manifest
himself there. So they nishya kar liya.
Then the
sure. They made themselves sure that Krishna will meet only by this kirtan. So they came to the shore of Jamuna,
bank of Jamuna,
and they began to do this slokas. They are telling that Daita Jayati Tedhikam Janmana Braja Prayat Indira Swasa Dattrahi Daita Drishyanga. Daita means you are our friend. Daita means
of the beloved.
Most beloved. Jiva Goswami is telling here that there were two moods of gopis, one inseparable and one what?
Favorable.
In man mood. One are telling directly and some are telling indirectly. Chandravali is telling directly what these slokas are. And Radhika and her paksha are indirectly they are telling. Each slok. Gopis are crying and telling and praying Krishna to keep his hand on the head, on the breast, to keep the feet, lotus feet of Krishna, that the lotus feet of Krishna should be kept here or on the breast or here anywhere. But some are telling, oh, you want, but we don't want this thing. We are telling to go Prabhupada. We actually have not come to meet you. We have only come to see the scenery.
Full moon.
And you are praying us not to go, but we will not hear you. We know that you are Kami Purush. And we are so much Pativrata, chaste woman. So we cannot delay a minute, second here. You are telling that Aghor Ratri, Aghor Satvani Sevita. It is so darkness. You should not go. you are giving us the fear for this. But actually, we know that here there are no this. So you are anyhow praying to be here with you, but will not deliver. So here, the two meanings, Jiva Goswami has tried everywhere to show two meanings.
Jiva Goswami.
Also, Vishwanath Chakravarti has also showed these two. Somewhere, not all where, but we should guess that everywhere two kinds of explanation can be done, given. Jayatite adhikam janmana vrajah. Jati means Braja Jayati. Braj is more and more high than Vaikuntha. Karsati Jaina Utaka Karsayati. We give Jai to Krishna. Govinda Ji ki Jai ho. Guru Dev ki Jai ho. Tulsi Ji ki Jai ho. Why we tell so? Jai and Parajai. Both words are side by side. If we tell that you should be Jai Jukta, nane? Jai Jukta? Jai means victory. You should be victorious. Mane, you should gain the battle. Then anyone should be defeated, then anyone can have conquered. Jai. Here, my mind and heart is a paksha. And one side. Guru, Vaishnava, Hari, Guru, Vaishnava, Tulsi, Vrinda, and all are
another side.
I'm like a demon. My mind is like a demon. Heart is like a demon. I don't want to serve Krishna, Hari, Guru, Vaishnava. So Gurudev should be Jai Jukta means Gurudev ki Jai. Guru should conquer my heart. And after that he can, as a conquered person, controls any person, envy who is conquered, and captures and gives in prison. And what he does, that conquered person is bound to do. Now my mind and everything was uncontrolled. But now Gurudev should conquer this heart and mind, so that he should tell anything order, and he will have to obey that order. So now you should be Jai Jukta, and my mind and my heart and everything should be defeated. Then you should make our servant. If a conquered man is treated and he is given as a servant, so now my mind and heart and myself, now I should be servant of yours. So this is the meaning of Jai. Here, Jayati te adhikam. Adhikam means more and more. Kya? Baj gaya hai? Kitana? Short. Hum log kitna se aarambh kiya?
4:45.
Bahut thoda sa. It is very little.
You seem quite strong. So much rest in it.
By telling this, I'm appearing so strong. But after that, when you go, I will fail flat.
Therefore, you should always keep us with you and go on speaking. Then you will never get tired.
Then we should go all to Vrindavan, doing nothing, only
just
doing
order. So. We are waiting for that order.
No, I will not give you.
Sorry, it's not right now.
He is telling that Srayati Indira Swasa Atrahi. By they are telling that he Dait, O Krishna, beloved, most beloved Krishna, by your birth, Janmana, by your birth, this Braja Srayati Indira Swasabdatri, by your birth, Vrindavan has become more glorious than Swarga. What to tell Swarga? Brahmalok, even Vaikuntha, it has become glorious. Because by your birth, Lakshmi Kamala, taking Kamal in her hand, leaving Narayan there, is serving here in Vrindavan. Who is Kamala? Brahma, Shankar and all always serve Kamala to be pleased with them and for her mercy. They are Aradhya, she is Aradhya of Brahma and Shankar and all others. But here that Kamala, Lakshmi, from your birthday, she has left Vaikuntha and she has come here and sweeping there. Sweeping means jhadu, brooming here, decorating kunj, decorating Nanda Bhavan, Yashoda Bhavan, and after decorating Giriraj Govardhan, Kamyavan, Charan Pahari and all other things. Also decorating Jamuna River because you will play there. So Braj is more glorious than Vaikunth here. Not only in decorating so that it has become so beautiful, but in every wealth and everything it has become glorious, more and more.
Opulence. More opulence than
Vaikunth. Opulence means aishwarya.
Yeah.
Where Janma, where your birth has been taken? Sukadev Goswami now is out of sense, he is telling. Why I am saying that he is out of sense? Vishwanath Chavasi Thakur is telling that if he was in sense, he would try to please Parikshit Maharaj and he would told that his birth has been done in Mathura. No? But now he is out of sense and what was the actual thing he come out here. So he has told that Janmana Brajaha. This is the best proof of evidence of Krishna has taken birth in
Braja.
So, Janmana Braja. Indra is always, up from that time, always serving Vrindavan, Kunja, Gali, everything, brooming. Gali means?
Alley.
Galleries.
Alley.
Alley. A-L-I.
A-L-L-E-Y.
Alley. No?
Lane. You get the idea. Narrow passageway.
Narrow passage. Like Barsana and Govardhan. Govardhan is not seen now, but in Barsana we can see just now. Very narrow gallery.
Indira.
Because Indira. Indira means Lakshmi. Because we are seeing that gopis are telling that all the Brajavasi, Brajavasi here, from birds, animals, creepers, trees, men, women, old, and everyone of Vrindavan, they are so much sinking in Ananda Samudra, and it is, we see that it is the blessings of Kamala, Indira. But we see that only one gopi, all gopis, all were sinking and they are all in pleasing mood, but only we, the gopis, we are weeping and we are sorrowful only. Why? All say that you are most beloved of Krishna, and we also think that we are beloved of Krishna. But yet, why it has been, you have left us and we are weeping. We cannot say. So you should come and also make us happy. We should do it next day. We should do it. I will see something also, and next day we will. If you have time, you can come two times also for 1 or 2 days. If you have time, some 1 hour in morning at about 9 or 10.
That's better.
If I have not to go anywhere, then. You should come on 4 and a half 2 days. I will see the explanation also.
Because every verse has two explanations.
We'll try to do it too. Where they have written. কাপড়টা ছিল দেখত ইউ ক্যান আটার দিস ইস শ্লোক ইউর সেলফ আটার
ফার্স্ট শ্লোক
Jayati te ikam janma prajaha shrayata indira shashvadatrahi daita drishyatam dipshutavakam dvahi drithashavam pambichin prasish.
Can you sing?
Yeah. Jayati te ikam
janma.
As I sing.
What is the melody?
You can.
I was going to do the same melody.
Your this is very sweet. Jayati tedhikam janmana braja srayati indira sasvadatrahi Jaita Dishyatam Dikshutavaka Vaidhita Sava Swam Vichinvate. important to me. Tomorrow shu besu.
What did you say?
He wants that he should sing like me. But close this, because drums are.
So many obstacles.
Here, the speciality of these shlokas are Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and Jiva Goswami both are giving, that there are four paths. In this first path, Jayati Te Dhikam, it begins from Ja. Jayati Te Dhikam. And next, in one pad there are two divisions. Jayati Teyadhikam Janmana Praja. Srayati Indira Swasadatrahi. So it becomes 8 in 2 lines. So first begins from Jayati. And Jayati Teyadhikam, then next part of the same pad, again ja. Jayati te adhikam janmana braja. And after that, janmana braja. Srayati indira swa swadatrahi. Sa and sa. Daita disyatan da adikshustavaka. Da and da adikshustavaka. Pai dhita sava sa, and then pai dhita sava swam vichinvate swam. Again, there are some speciality that first and seventh letters of the pad are this like same, begins from same. Jayati te dhikam 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Again, after seven, ja. And other also a speciality. He is telling that there are so many specialities. If you will see very deeply, that so many things will come out. And there is a poet or kavi. His name is
Bopadev.
He has written a book, so many books, but Bopadev, what book?
Mukta Phala.
Very learned book and very famous book, in which he has given all these things. Someone tell that the Lilasukh, he is called Lilasukh. Lilasukh has written Srimad Bhagavat, not Vyasadeva.
Bopadev is
called Lilasukh?
And
he is Bopadev is also.
Oh.
And Sukh is Sukhdev Goswami. And he is Lilasukh. So they are described Srimad Bhagavat characteristics where there are. So in that book he has written all these things. Now we come to Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Jayati te dhikam. Here, Jayati, I have described the meaning of Jayati. No? have described the meaning of Jayati. And then te adhikam janmana brajah. Here Vaikunth is above all. The glorification of Vaikunth is more than other loks. As Haridham Tesu Tesu Goloka Namni Nijadhamni Tale Chatasya Devi Mahesu Haridham Tesu Tesu. So Vaikunth is above all loks. But this Vrindavan Brajaha, there is a word Brajaha.
No, I'm adjusting because of music. There's a word Brajaha.
Brajaha. And there is a word Atra. Prayat Indira Swaswat Atrahi. Atra means Vrindavane. Vrindavana. Atra means yaha.
Here.
That is here. Here means Vrindavan. So here Braja is more glorious than Vaikunth also.